The Walker administration released a couple sets of numbers on Wednesday about residents and health insurance. June 1st was the deadline for purchasing health plans on the new federal exchange. One report shows nearly 166,000 state residents bought coverage by the deadline, and most used the exchange. But a second report shows that most people Wisconsin cut from its Badger Care program did not meet the deadline. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the state is promising to follow up with those residents. Governor Walker changed the rules for Wisconsin's Medicaid program as of this spring. He decided it would accept all childless adults living below the poverty level and remove those earning slightly above. The federal government had offered to cover people earning up to 133% of poverty, but Walker doubted Washington's long-term commitment. He said the 63,000 people Wisconsin would drop could buy a plan through the Affordable Care Act. The numbers released Wednesday show that 60% did not. Kevin Moore is Deputy Secretary of the State Department of Health Services. He says the report does not necessarily mean those 38,000 residents are now uninsured.
They may have gone back on their employer-sponsored health insurance. They may have gotten insurance through a spouse's plan. Or ultimately, they may have just decided not to purchase and decided to take the penalty that was afforded by the ACAs.
Moore says the state will spend the coming months contacting those who did not enroll to find out what happened. Meanwhile, he touted the number of childless adults who have enrolled in Badger Care Plus under the new rules, more than 97,000 since April.
It's a very exciting day. We're very encouraged by the enrollment numbers, and we expect those numbers to continue to grow over the course of the next month or two.
One person concerned about the unaccounted for 38,000 people is Kevin Kane of the government watchdog group Wisconsin Citizen Action.
These individuals really now face a coverage gap because they cannot go to healthcare.gov to buy a private plan for the rest of the year or to access one, and they can't be in Badger Care. And so, unfortunately, these 38,000 individuals don't really have much option.
Kane continues urging Governor Walker to change his mind and accept the federal money to cover the people Badger Care dropped. Claire Reardon doesn't want to call the numbers released Wednesday good or bad. She works for the Milwaukee Enrollment Network. Reardon considers the counts helpful because they give organizations such as hers a baseline.
And in the next couple of months, when we get a bit more information from our qualified health plans and other forms of insurance, we'll be better able to understand where individuals who are eligible to transition from Badger Care into the private market have gone, and we'll be able to do a better job getting them into the insurance that they can afford.
Governor Walker has promised to cut in half the number of uninsured people in Wisconsin. In March, the figure stood at more than 500,000. The new federal exchange seems to have reduced the numbers so far by about 153,000. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.